From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered. That comes to us from our passage out of the Acts of the Apostles this evening. Today is the day of Pentecost, the day we celebrate the Holy Spirit being sent down to earth to create the birth of the church. Today is the church's birthday, for lack of a better way to celebrate. Churches all over the world today are flying ribbons of silk in red and orange. They're putting white doves on poles and waving them around their sanctuaries. They're cascading tissue paper from the ceilings. They're putting giant painted stained glass windows behind their lectern, all in an effort to celebrate the gift of the Spirit to humanity. Those are doves, by the way. They go like this. I don't know if you can tell. It's easy when we've heard the story a lot to think of it as just that, a story, right? And we dress it up with ribbons and birthday cakes and pretty things. But I want to draw us back to the text, to the original Pentecost, to the coming of the Spirit, right? It says, the Spirit came like the rush of a violent wind. Y'all, we know that sound. And I'm going to take a guess that you are like me. You don't actually like that sound. because that's the sound of Allison and Ike and Harvey and every hurricane or tropical storm that you've experienced in your lifetime, or every tornado or other thing that has whipped up a wind as violent as that. It's a sound of destruction. It instills fear. It doesn't invite you to come outside to see what's going on. It invites you to huddle in a corner with your loved ones and hold them close. And yet we found today that people were driven into the streets at that sound. The sound of a violent wind came, and people came outside and gathered in the midst of probably what was fear and terror, right? Think of a train coming at you. They went outside anyway, and the Spirit gathered them anyway. And the greatest gift of all was bestowed upon the people, right? The gift of understanding the powers and deeds and works and story of God in whatever language you could understand. There were no barriers. There were no limitations. Everyone got to receive the story of God despite the sound of a deep and violent wind. And beyond just that, right? Like, think about if this church caught fire. If flames appeared out of nowhere and rested on my head or your head or someone else's head, not something we celebrate, something we run from. We run out of burning buildings, right? Like you learned that in kindergarten. If the building's on fire, fire drill, go outside, get in your line, all those things. What's the emergency escape plan in the house? Right? We run out of burning buildings. Not the disciples, they became apostles. They were like, oh, here's some flames. I can speak in other languages now. Listen, friends, to the story of God in all of these languages. I shared this story with you a few weeks ago, and I'm going to share it again because it's that important. When we read C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, there's a part where Lucy and Susan are like, who is this Aslan guy? Who is he? And Lucy says, well, is he a man? And Mr. Beaver's like, no, he's not a man. He's a lion. And Lucy goes, well, is he safe? And after a little bit of back and forth, she goes, well, so he isn't safe. And Mr. Beaver goes, of course he isn't safe. He's a lion. But he's good. He's good. He's the king, I tell you. This thing that we do, this faith that we've received, it's not safe. It's got violent wind and tongues of flame and a guy who got crucified. Because let me tell you, if what he was proposing was safe, I don't think they would have cared. This thing that we have in our lives, it's not safe. But it's good. It's good. We don't build churches so that we can gather in safety and seclusion and pray and be holy away from the dangers of the world. We build churches so that we can gather and be fortified with the gift and message of God so that we can be sent out like our own galloping rushes of wind and our own flaming tongues of fire out into the world to continue to spread this message across all borders and barriers and boundaries in any language that you can learn, and in the ones that you can't, someone else can. And that's not safe because the world is dangerous. But it's good. The gospel is literally in Greek the good news. It is good. It is to love one another. It is to care for your neighbor. It is to bring the love of Jesus Christ to the lost and the poor and the lonely and the fearful. And friends, it is anything but safe. But the Spirit didn't come down as a permanent connection to God to create safety for us. The Spirit came down as a permanent connection to God to remind us of the goodness of God, the goodness of Christ, the goodness of this faith that we've received that we now have to pass on for the next 2,000 years so that someday someone somewhere will paint another stained glass window and put it up and celebrate the birthday of the church and remember that this thing we do is not safe, but that it is good. That's the power of Pentecost. That's the purpose of the Spirit, to remind us always that what we have is good, that God is good, and that it is our job to go out in rushes of wind and tongues of flame and share it. Amen.
Trust.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.